especially at the IUCN conference coming up this week. Much will be made of Hawaii's great treasure, the world's largest ecologically protected area, Papahānaumokuʻākea, the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. For us who live here, it's time to include the Northwest Hawaiian Islands in our concept of Hawaii. Dr. Kikuewa Kikiloi has been studying the Northwest Hawaiian Islands for the past 16 years. It started with his first trip there as an undergraduate at the Center for Hawaiian Studies.
It felt like we were going back in time in a way. The first thing I said is, I feel like I'm going back into Kumulipo for some reason. And that's what made me think about this. Like, was Kumulipo just a historical thing, or is it a spatial thing as well, you know?
The vivacity of life.
Yeah. Native Hawaiians have been going up there at least from about 1300 AD. I really think that the main motivations were religious, and that Mokumanamana was one particular site that they were trying to maintain.
Mokumanamana is about 460 miles northwest of Honolulu. That's a day and a half or two by canoe. Only 46 acres, it has 52 documented cultural sites, including numerous heiau along the island's central ridge. No fresh water, no trees. The rocky outcrop is continually buffeted by wind.
One of the main interesting things about Mokumanamana is that it lies directly on the Tropic of Cancer, which is called Kiala Nui Polohiva Kane.
That literally means the dark shining path of Kane, a metaphor for the path to the afterlife. Kikiloi's research indicates Mokumanamana, which lies directly below the sun on the summer solstice, was seen as the origin point for mankind and possibly the gateway to the afterlife. That explains the many heiau, the continual occupation despite scarce resources, and the creation of very unique stone images.
Yeah, for me, the images are like by far the most incredible thing. You know?
The Journeys exhibition, now at Bishop Museum, is our opportunity to see stone figures attributed to Hawaiians that don't look at all like the wooden images we're accustomed to. They're 18 inches or less, maybe, large round eyes, round mouth, no teeth.
I think
teeth.
It just points to the fact that it's more significant than we probably realized.
The Northwest Hawaiian Islands has coral reefs that are deeper than any other place in the world.
Michael Wilson, exhibit designer for the Bishop Museum, says, in addition, the Northwest Hawaiian Islands has a higher percentage of endemic species than anywhere else.
And then on top of that, there's this really unusual thing where up to 50% of the biomass, the weight of the fish, if you measure them by weight, are apex predators. They don't understand how that's possible, how it happens, why it happens exactly. The whole place is a fascinating place of mystery, in a sense. There's a lot of unanswered questions, and there's a lot of knowledge to be found from there.
With the area of the Papahānaumokuʻākea National Marine Monument now quadrupled, its marvels and mysteries may live to thrill future generations. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.